Now verse 12, but he says, I would ye should understand, brethren. Now he's being very emphatic with them. I would ye should understand, brethren, that the things which happened unto me have fallen out rather unto the furtherance of the gospel. Now you will recall that when Paul was arrested and the church in Philippi learned it, they sent a message over there of sympathy, and I have a notion that they've said something like this, oh, poor brother Paul, we feel so sorry for you. Now your great missionary journeys that you were making throughout the Roman Empire curtailed, and you're in prison, and the gospel's not going out. Paul says, look, I want you to know that the gospel is going out. And the things that have happened to me haven't happened to curtail the gospel, but have actually happened for the furtherance of the gospel. And now he makes it very clear what he means by that. There are here given to us two reasons why that it's happened for the furtherance of the gospel. He says, so that my bonds in Christ are manifest in all the palace. And that means Caesar's court. Well, quite literally, it means the Roman patricians. These were the ones that guarded the apostle. We're told over in Acts 28:16, when we came to Rome, the centurion delivered the prisoners to the captain of the guard. But Paul was suffered to dwell by himself with a soldier that kept him. Now, Paul was chained to a member of the Praetorian Guard. These were the patricians. Actually, they were members of Caesar's household. Now, here is something that's happened. When Paul was converted, the Lord Jesus said he's to appear before kings, the great people of the earth. Well, he hadn't appeared before them up to this time, largely to just the common, ordinary, vegetable variety of citizen in the Roman Empire. Now, of all things, he has members of the royalty chained to him. My friends, can you have a better arrangement than that? To have your congregation chained to you, so that I imagine that on many occasions a Roman soldier would say to the man who relieved him, said, boy, am I glad to see you. This man's about to make me a Christian. Well, some of them did become Christians. In fact, many of them did. Now Paul says, I'm accomplishing the very thing that Christ said I would accomplish. It's for the furtherance of the gospel. The gospel now is going into the very palace of Caesar, and it hasn't happened to curtail the gospel at all.